I would love to be rich.
I'll buy your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy your house, turn it into a fucking place where you just make fucking muffins.
How about Crazy Rich Nanans?
And it's about okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love coming to Singapore. The nicest thing about Singapore is you can never have too much gay sex in Singapore. Cruising Dan Diamond.
Yeah. Cruising Dan.
You can never. As opposed to a lot of other places in the world. Yeah. There's something about the geography.
Yeah, I live in Chelsea. The thing I like about Chelsea is the bathrooms are so large. Makes me feel like a Samsung Galaxy S8. Went off in my ass. Yeah. Really makes me feel like Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
These cruising guys love Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Yeah, you know who I met recently is that Dan Nunnan guy.
Pretty cool guy. Yeah, he's in the bathroom.
Shitty comic, but great at sucking dick. No, I love fucking him. Yeah, a guy I have a lot of respect for is comedian Joe List. A little bit about myself. I'm half Indian, half Japanese. 100% gay. That means I take my shoes off before I put curry in my ass.
I buy my sushi at 7-Eleven, and I also buy lube for a man to fuck me in the ass with from there.
Yeah. Cruising Dan crushing in front of 1,000 non-gay people. Love San Francisco. Love coming here for the tech scene. I also love the bathroom scene here. A lot of people are worried about trans women using the women's bathroom and exposing their penis to children. I'm also against that, just because I want them in the men's bathroom exposing their penis to me.
That's you know? A good bit, actually. Yeah. I'll take that from Dan.
The more penises I can see, the better. Ha ha. Cruising Dan.
Cruising Dan.
Wish I could do a Tom Myers impression. Cruising Tom.
Yeah. I don't know what Tom even sounds like.
I like Havre de Grace. Havre de Grace is a nice place. The thing I like most about Havre de Grace is you can you have as much gay sex as you want.
What I love most is you can have gay sex here.
I think that's cool about Havre de Grace. I like to call it Havre de Gay Sex.
Havre de Gay Sex.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can never have enough gay sex during the Republican primaries. Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, I think we found the core element of
this
what makes
good
a show.
Stuff, man.
Yeah, this show
is good. Talking about how much you love a place because you can have gay sex there.
The voice of comedians.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in New Orleans. Grew up in New Orleans. New Orleans is an interesting place because can't really have gay sex there. I'm losing Norman. I'm doing List too much.
Yeah, it's bleeding into List. But you know what? They probably talk similar. They spend so much
time
together.
They do.
Yeah, Mark's just a little higher, I think.
Here's Joe. Here's Mark.
Yep. Yeah.
Joe, Mark.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Gay sex. Kidding. There you go. So, Dominic Strauss-Kahn. Kidding.
I like that Dominic Strauss-Kahn is your anchor for Joe. That's what gets you back into Joe's.
Well, it is a good word for him. Because his like, the staccato way he jumps through syllables is evident in, like, Dominic. Dominic.
Yeah, yeah.
Strauss-Kahn.
They're like Dominic.
Yeah. Dominic.
Yeah. Dominic Strauss-Kahn. Yeah. You get the inflection on the last.
Yeah. I just think it's just such a good pull. Yeah. Like, as a reference.
Well, it is a funny reference. It's automatically a funny reference because it's like, it will there's not, you could never write a joke where the punchline is, I feel like Dominic Strauss-Kahn, and have it be funny.
It's like one of those.
There's not a single setup in the world where that would be a good joke, because the reference is outdated. Uh-huh. And also, like,
it's never to come back.
The phonemic investment in saying Dominic Strauss-Kahn makes it automatically unfunny.
Right. Yeah.
There's like too many names there.
Yeah.
And that's, we haven't even gotten into the fact that he is just a disgraced rapist.
Yeah, a guy that raped a Senegalese housemate.
Yeah. And then, it's also the perfect amount of time, because I think that happened like 8 years ago or something.
No, it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like 2014.
I thought it was whatever. But
hey, Dominic, maybe we should put him on.
I mean,
the
people forgot
Supreme
about that
Court,
like a week later.
Yeah,
yeah, that. Huh? Yeah, there you go, dude.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Brett. How about Brett Kavanaugh? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett Kavanaugh.
That guy
just
looks like a bitch, dude. That's my take on him.
Yeah. Dude. Wait. I think that porn star Rocco Siffredi in that documentary said he had sex with his grandma.
No, shut up.
Or maybe it was just some old bitch. Wow. I'm forgetting.
Talk about Rocco's modern life over here. Jesus Christ. Talk about Rocco's modern life over here.
That
did you guys hear about
amazing.
This porn star, Rocco Siffredi? Apparently had sex with his own grandma. Talk about Rocco's modern life over here. Remember, it was a cartoon I would put on while I was having sex with one of the boys in the neighborhood. A lot of people start having gay sex in fourth grade, I'd say.
Joe, do you want to fuck Rocco Siffredi?
Yeah, I guess I could. Depends on how nice those bathrooms in Italy are.
I know I've brought it up before, but that documentary is unbelievable.
Yeah, you love that doc. Yeah.
He's just so passionate about pussy. I've never heard someone talk about
was he molested?
Loving pussy
like, what
more.
The fuck? Oh fuck!
Yeah, I was thinking. Speaking of Elvis, for some reason that I thought of that song In the Ghetto the other day. That song is so fucking funny. Where he's just singing about poor black babies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was like. Draw.
Well, there's too many black babies in the ghetto. We gotta convince them to get abortions.
Legalize abortions for blacks.
We gotta
only.
Make sure these black babies are getting aborted. Suck me. Suck me very good.
Suck me. Elvis has left the building.
Dude, I love that guy, man.
You love Elvis?
Yeah.
Did he get a lot of pussy, or did he only, like, marry two women?
I think he...
Well,
like,
I've never had sex. I've always been gay.
Ladies and gentlemen, gay Elvis.
Whoa.
Don't let that cum drop on my blue suede shoes. Well, when the cum leaks out of your... friend's ass in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the stage my close personal friend, comedian Joe List. Yeah, I love coming here to perform with my good friend Elvis Presley. Known each other for a couple of years. Interestingly enough, me and Elvis met in the bathroom at Conan. I was doing a set. He was coming out to... explain his latest movie, Some Like It Gay Hot. Some Like It Raw, Bareback, and Posed Up.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I was having gay sex with Andy Richter in the bathroom.
Yeah, Andy Richter controls the universe. More like Andy Richter controls my boner. That guy really gets my cock hard, you know what I mean? You see him waddling out of the bathroom. Like, man, just imagine how easily you could just wedge your ass in between those fat cheeks of his. That's probably why he always looks so frustrated.
Oh, fuck.
Anybody seen Gym 2s?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you go into the bathroom after Gym 2s, and you lock that door shut. And Jim has no idea that he's about to get his dick sucked. Yeah, I don't know. Who else is overrated? Certainly not Cumtown.
Absolutely not.
The most culturally important.
Every podcast that does better than us, overrated.
Yeah.
This American Life.
Yeah.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Guys with Stories.
Guys, I've got a story for you, Mark. Yeah. I was in the bathroom.
Yeah. You're listening to Guys Talking Guys. Joe, you had a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good. I ran into that guy Gym 2s.
Oh, yeah. Real looker him. Real wildcat. You know what I'd like to do to Gym 2s is not suck his cock. Kidding. No, I totally, I'd suck him off.
Yeah, you'd be a fool not to.
God damn, I can't wait till Joe hears these.
Is he aware of Cruising Joe?
No,
not
in like
at all.
3 months, someone's going to like put a compilation on it. By that time, it'll be maybe 7 hours total. And Joe will be like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Why are my friends calling me gay? For hours.
Why? They keep making the same joke. It's no different. It's just me raping Gym 2s in a bathroom.
Literally never changes. I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Cruising.
I don't even understand why I'm involved. They don't even make me gay in the joke. I'm just there. Just commenting on it. I don't.
I think it's key that Mark is not gay.
Mark's just his friend, and like has like no real interest. He just knows Joe. He just takes Joe as a gay man that fucks people in bathroom. As if
never asked about any other aspect of his life.
Yeah, Joe, you have any more gay sex this weekend or? Oh, yeah, what happened with you and that Gym 2s guy?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I don't know if I finished that story, but, yeah, I locked the door to the bathroom. He couldn't get out. He screamed for a little bit, but, you know, then once he knew how good it felt, he kind of just let me do it.
Shouts out to Gym 2s, truly the most collateral damage in this joke.
Yeah, it really does not deserve any of it.
Just happened to be at the festival where we came up with the joke.
You know, you do the usual. You just keep pressing him back in the stall and say, pretend I'm a girl. Just relax. Pretend it's a girl's mouth. You can't tell the difference, you know?
Well, you did it. You did Cruising Joe for Gym, and you're like, who is this? Yeah. Of our friends, who is this?
Yeah.
And then Jim's like, I don't know.
I have, yeah.
Like, it's Joe List.
Yeah. He was, at first he said Aaron Burr.
That doesn't sound anything like
Jesus Christ.
Cruising Burr.
We got a great act coming up next. It's one of my favorite cocksuckers in the city. I met this guy in a bathroom.
In
Toronto, he came into Yuck Yucks. You know why they call it that? Because it's named after a feminist pussy. Some SJW's pussy.
Bad. Sell that to Berg, dude.
Yeah, you know it's not Yuck Yuck. Joe List asshole.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I think it's pretty gross. It's an asshole, but once you start fucking it, you can't get enough. Kind of like Pringles. You ever start eating Pringles and you get to the last chip and you're like, boy, I wish I could suck that Pringle guy's cock. That's
you got a full stomach and you're like, well, that food, dessert.
Because they're right, you can't get enough of the chips, but then you start looking at the can and you really want to suck that little mustache guy's cock.
Hell yeah. Hell yes.
Fuck yes.
Suck our cocks.
Suck me tender.
Suck me tender.
Ooh, baby, suck me tender.
Yeah. What were other Elvis movies?
Do you think aliens made the pyramids, guys?
Yes.
Do you think Atlantis ever existed? Well, I think
Jews didn't make the pyramids. I think that's a lie.
Yeah.
Propagated by the six banking families and George Soros.
The Rothschilds.
Yeah.
Is the Rothschilds a real thing?
Of course.
Do those guys really control everything, and have they since like...
Oh, they have a lot of money. I don't know if they control everything.
They're French?
They are Jews, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like a French Jewish family, I think.
No, isn't that the... what is it?
Or is those another family?
The Dreyfuses.
The Dreyfuses. Yeah, I should know more about
Elaine,
my cousins.
Elaine's dad?
Yeah, actually,
A billionaire, right? She's the only... Yeah, I'm going on record. She's the only good rich person. Elaine.
Elaine?
Yeah. Because I wanted to...
A brain?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, why won't a brain suck me off?
I don't know what to tell you, George. She only sucks my dick.
George, I'm gay. George, it's me, gay Jerry. Yeah, I met this guy, Joe List, in the bathroom. He's an upcoming comic. Yeah, Seinfeld's been helping me out a lot. Ran into him at the bathroom at the cellar.
You needed two Rex.
Yeah, yeah.
I got gay Seinfeld and gay Ray Romano. Yeah. Both wrecked me at the bathroom in the cellar.
Yeah. Comedians in cars.
Yeah, I'm going in right now. Comedians in bathrooms sucking each other off. So tell me about your process. How'd you get into this?
Went into the bathroom and it was just open. I just walked in.
No, you know, this whole lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, I've always been gay, I guess. Well, I'm not sure it's a nature versus nurture thing. I mean, I had proclivities, but I was raped by a stranger at Sears when I was four. Somebody pulled me into a dressing room and fucked my mouth.
I dated a girl who told me a story like that. She was like, we first met. She was working at a grocery store, and she had like a gay friend, and she was like 20, so it was like, this is my first like gay friend.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, yeah, he's so cool. When he was like six, he was kidnapped in a mall and raped anally by like a stranger.
I think you told us this.
And then she was like, yeah, crazy. Now he's gay. And I'm like, and he just told you that story? What the fuck? Yeah, why are you telling me?
That's her intro.
Yeah, now I
got to
like go shake this guy's hand. Yeah. I don't know how many times he's washed it.
Wait, that's your concern? Is the germs from his
brutal
rape?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have OCD or anything. Yeah, right.
You know?
Think about this guy. It's gross.
It's gross.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway...
Yeah.
Anyway, Jerry, do you think maybe, you know, we're in the bathroom?
Comedians in bathrooms getting HIV.
Maybe we just close the stall door here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to do is, if you're a hotel, you use the hotel bathroom, you go down to the public, you get a bunch of bed sheets, and then you kick down all the interior walls of the stalls, and you create a little circus tent in there. You really just spread out, you use nine different stalls, you get like six guys going at the same time. Yeah, that's what I call a comedy festival. Just for laughs.
Oh, fuck.
All right, well, you got a cruise to Astoria?
Do I? I mean,